the fifth quarter.
I want to hear from you. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Got the double pass to Next Level Skirmish to give away. But as we catch our breath, Mark Neild in the expert chair for Wilson's Real Estate, we dissect that performance and we talk about the Eagles win a couple of weeks ago, and we look at the cattle the West Coast Eagles were lacking and how demoralised they were with that second quarter. But this is different again, a 63-point win over the reigning premier on their turf. And yes, they were missing some handy ones, Grimes, Cochin, Lambert, Prestia, all very handy. But you look at what the Cats were also missing. Dangerfield, Kolodziejczyk, O'Connor, Myers out of the side. So it balances itself out a little bit in terms of who was missing. So do we read a lot more into this performance than we do the West Coast one?
I think they all have to be read together, Kingy, to be honest. But tonight was a fantastic performance by Geelong. And look, last week against Sydney was really disappointing. After quarter time, there's no questioning that. They made some changes. They've certainly made a statement tonight, Tom, about the way they want to play footy. The way they moved the ball was outstanding, but it was all built around the contest, continual work rate. There was pressure all night to keep the ball inside Geelong's forward 50. We haven't seen that for ages. As good as what they were last year, this is the best brand of footy the Cats have played for ages. And to do it against Richmond, who were before the game, exactly the same position in terms of win-loss at the MCG, is absolutely outstanding. And to see the three players they brought to the club for one purpose, to give themselves a shot at winning a grand final and to beat clubs like Richmond, they played well. It will be a really pleasing night for the Cats. But as Gary Rowan said there, Tom, this is the type of stuff they now need to springboard them in for the rest of their season.
Fifth quarter underway, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. The Twitter is blowing up. Benny for KFC. Get into KFC today for 24 nuggets for $10. But there'll be a pervading sentiment of enjoyment through it all. But are some people dissecting it a little bit more than just saying they're happy with the performance?
Yeah, Adrian Mancini outstanding. Once we got the kick inside 50 right, we clicked. Mids did it great. And Jezza goes okay. Go the Cat. So obviously very, very happy. Jane Mithen asking why I did not have a banner him or any banner. So is that for... I don't think Geelong have decided not to have any banner
correct
in 2021 for whatever reason, but that's not going to happen. So Jason Jones, tense first half, but that second half was a repeat of the Eagles game. Fast ball movement is the key, and the upping of the pressure makes a huge difference. Go the Cats. And Scotty, Excalibur 500, love the forward line. Big boys kick the goals, but great game by Close as a support act.
Thank you for that. They are huddling up, the Cats fans, down in the rooms. We'll be speaking with a player very shortly, fingers crossed, as they're just waiting for Sammy Simpson and Jeremy Cameron to join the huddle. I tell you what, Jeremy Cameron might have killed some demons off tonight.
He was very, very good, Kingy.
Yeah, it wasn't a performance to remember, Grand Final Day 2019 for Jeremy Cameron.
No, it wasn't. Kingy, the other one that we'll have to put on KFC Twitter. Now, the people that continually say that Geelong are no good when Blitzars plays on the wing and in the ruck, I reckon we need to rethink that, boys.
Yeah, it looks,
yeah, but the thing is that you're saying that on one win. He played
there all last year, mate. They made the Grand Final.
Yeah, but he's played in defence this year as well, so he hasn't played exclusively on the wing. Tonight he did, but this is the first game where he hasn't played in defence at all.
For this year, so what you're looking at, the last 25 games, he's played 18 of them on the wing and into the ruck. He was very good tonight.
Well, he played in defence last year as well at times. It was
not
just
very often.
No, he didn't.
He was part of that midfield group.
A little bit.
He was part of that midfield group for 85% of the year.
Once you get Dangerfield back into the midfield, though, that's when it becomes... I mean, how many can you have?
Dangerfield's not going to ruck.
Oh, well, he's going to play in the ruck. If they're going to be exposed, let's hope Henderson... They get Kolodziejczyk back in defence, I suppose. But
so they've... Yeah, absolutely. So they've come up against... It is one...
There are going to be games where they need Mark Blitzhoff to play at fullback. I reckon. At times. Not for the whole game.
Absolutely.
But he's going to have to go and play.
It'll be interesting to see what... Now, hopefully that will be when Radaglia gets fitter and he can actually stay in the ruck a little bit longer than what he did tonight.
Oh, that's right.
So hopefully that works that way. But it was pretty good. Like, they've come up against Revolt and Lynch, who are arguably the two. They're pretty good forward line. And they managed it without Blitzarves there at all. They managed it without Kolodziejczyk. Henry obviously was really good. Henderson good. It was just a great night.
Henry's really come on this year. I mean, he was coming on last year, but he's taken another step this year, isn't he?
And he plays in any position they want him to, Ben.
From ruck,
forward,
well, he's actually...
Back.
Because he's taller than you think. So he's 192.
Yep. So he's 6'4" in the old.
And Geelong are actually reasonably tall. I mean, Stewart's 190.
He was terrific. Tonight.
Yeah, got. O'Connor, when he's down there, he's over 190 as well, and Collar Jasny's 193. So the support staff in terms of even their running type defenders. I mean, Buse is their shortest defender, and he's 186. So he's one. What's that? 6 foot one, 6 foot two.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, 6'1".
Yeah. So they're actually quite tall as a defence, even their what you would classify as their mid-sized players.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Got the double pass to Next Level Skirmish to give away. Want to hear from you, Cat fans, post-game, your thoughts on that performance and whether some faith has been restored. Geelong now facing Kilda next Friday night at Marvel Stadium, Gold Coast at GMHBA Stadium, and Collingwood before their bye in round 12. For the Tigers, they've got the Giants at Marvel Stadium next weekend, the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba, Adelaide and Essendon in consecutive games here to take them through to early June. I think their bye then comes the week after. So the Cats be disappointed with what happened last week. Missed opportunity, probably a couple of missed opportunities this year, but they are 5-3. They're a game clear of the old foe. The old foe are 4-4 and a little bit wobbly.
Yeah, potentially, Kingy. It's just great. It's fantastic for the Cats, and they won't worry about the ladder and who's doing what and who's doing that. They'll worry about the method of play and being able to say, right, that's our standard. We're not going to reach that each week, but you know, here's the way we play. The contest, numbers at the ball, that's our bread and butter. That's what we build on, and we move the footy quickly, see if we can use the corridor and get it into what is a fast-moving forward line.
Absolutely. Fifth quarter is continuing. Happy to take your calls. As I said, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Jamie has joined us on the line. Jamie, thanks for your call.
How you going, guys? Great call as usual. Great win by the Catters.
Now, did you pick us up all right on FM 88 inside the ground, Jamie?
Well, I sure did. Picked it up crystal clear the whole way, which was good.
Fantastic. Great to hear. What did you think of the performance?
That was amazing. I just can't believe we kicked 18 goals after we had one goal in the first quarter. Obvious thing I'm going to ask after a couple of weeks ago when I asked, when was the last time three Cats kicked four goals? Have we searched yet? When's the last time two Cats kicked five goals?
Yeah, that's a question without notice. Well, have you got A, B, Kingy C, and D, and we can take A and C away or something? No, Kingy doesn't know, Jamie, so you've stumped him there.
I'm sure the night that Geelong pulled Richmond's pants down back in 07, I'm sure that game against Melbourne too would have kicked five. I'll have a look.
We will find it for you, Jamie. Kingy will find it. But it's been a long time, and it was hard to believe that Hawkins has kicked four, and he's actually the third goal kicker, third goal in terms of numbers for Geelong. So was an amazing game. Yeah.
Cameron's all of a sudden got 12 goals from three games, and Rowan now has for the season got 13 goals to go with Hawkins now with 18.
He's been quite good, Gary Rowan. Yeah, he's been... He's showing sort of signs of some consistency, and he's not going to kick five goals every week. I get that. But he's sort of adding something even when he's not going that well. And that's probably been the knock on him, is that when he does have poor games, he goes completely missing. But he's finding some consistency. And
he's playing in a role cast that suits him. He's not a second marking option in any forward line.
No.
And with Cameron there, and then even Radigalia potentially.
Amazing that his best footy has come since guess what? Cameron and Hawkins have been in the same
Absolutely, spot. That's what he's there for. And his speed on defence was great to see. Like, there'll be nights when he'll chase and tackle and do those sorts of things. And you're right, but he won't get five goals. But for him to get on the end of those tonight, and he earned those, and it was just sensational footy. And it's terrific, you know, someone who's played as much footy as him, he's now becoming consistent. And if Geelong can keep that structure in front of the footy, and he plays that role, that suits him perfectly.
Obviously, just a great win. Dance off the night was the injuries for the Cats. Dalhouse, yep. John O'God Emergency Department, and Sam Simpson, who'd come in after an injury problem. We believe it was some sort of lower leg issue. We're not sure what. So
Jace will do a bit more digging down
there. And Radigalia, he came back on and played, so he might have just copped a knock to the eye. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with Dalhouse and Simpson in terms of the extent or the severity of those injuries.
Yep. The margin in the end, 63 points, means the Cats have picked up 9% and have climbed to third on the ladder. But Port Adelaide and Sydney, who are also on 5 wins, both have to play this weekend. The Swans have got the Demons here tomorrow night. That'll be a good game.
Will be a good
game. Melbourne City tomorrow night. And Port Adelaide have got Adelaide in the showdown. That is also tomorrow night. But you would suspect that the Cats are either going to be fifth
I reckon Adelaide
inside
could
the top
get
four.
Spanked red raw in that game.
Yeah. And, gee, Melbourne City's a good game tomorrow night. I think though, if you're just a footy follower enjoying the Melbourne ride right now, you'd like to see that extend out a little bit longer. We might take a break. Jace Doherty waiting patiently in the race for Geelong to provide us with a player post-game to have a chat with, and we look forward to hearing from whoever that player is. We still haven't got word yet, but that will happen very shortly. We're in the fifth quarter, and don't forget you can join us on the KFC Twitter at any time at KROC Football, and you can give us a call, 52232955, as we can give you that next level skirmish double pass for our best caller of the day. But we're here for APCO now, toasting awesome Jaffles, ham and cheese.
Cheese and ham.
Chicken parmy and Hawaiian are the ones you can get at APCO Cafe 24/7. Live, breathe, KROC Football.
The fifth quarter.